Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
It's the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I'm telling you right now, if you're on social media and you're saying anything, I'm going to tear you apart.
Yeah, Kellen's on a rampage right now.
I'll tear you apart for other people. How do you like that?
Why, what do you mean? What's going on?
There's the one guy who told us to stop saying goddamn, and we tried, and we just couldn't do it. And then he said, me and all my friends are never listening again. Meanwhile, he's totally listening. And he said about, you said you're trying to, you don't want to say stuff like gay or this or that, whatever, but you can't stop saying goddamn. That's why me and my friends all don't listen to you anymore. Meanwhile, his friend Jeff texted him, and I said, F off, weirdo. Pray Satan 666. And then some other guy was saying about karma with their medical card, marijuana card. He said, I expected more. And I go, shut up, weirdo. You don't know what other people go through.
It's
worry about
natural
yourself.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Listen.
Karma, you don't know anybody.
Exactly.
I have a question about Twitter.
No.
Do any of you guys have like the up and down arrows now on tweets? Are you guys seeing
that?
No.
Yeah, I think they're trying out a like or dislike thing.
Some people are getting like you can dislike the tweet.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
That is special.
Yeah.
Did you have to update or it just happened?
No, I just started this morning. I noticed it.
I was reading an article about that a couple days ago.
Yeah, like Galvin, the tweet that you just sent 2 minutes ago, I can either up arrow, down arrow, or
I don't care
retweet.
What you do.
I gave it an up arrow because I love you.
All right, well, it's 9:30.
Only up.
Only up.
Hey, baby. On Instagram, Instagram.com/TheMikeCalterShow is really pretty much where we do most of our social media stuff. There's some good interaction with Chidi Ahanotu yesterday. Chidi, for some reason, he thought that he was comparing himself to me and trying to prove, he's really trying to prove to himself that he's still somewhat relevant. So his way of showing me that was to show me that he had famous friends. And he was like, this is me sitting in the owner's suite at the 49ers game with Jerry Rice. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, I hung out with Jerry Rice a lot, too. If you want me to go dig up a picture of me and him together, I can probably do that. And then he proceeded to show me pictures of him with famous people. Like, he was trying to show me that he's not famous, but he knew famous people. And I was like, I don't get what you're trying to do, but if you want to see pictures of me with famous people, I got some. Here you go. If this is what's going to help you. And I sent him back, and then he sent me one of Sapp allegedly hugging him. If you really look at it, it looks like Sapp's choking him. But it was after a game, and it looks like she had to go through a video, find the still of the video, and then take a screenshot of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
Like, this guy's out of his mind.
That's right.
Suddenly he goes, you don't have any pictures of Sapp hugging you. And I was like, in fact, I do. I had a picture of me and Sapp together from when he got inducted into the Ring of Honor. And I got in his suite, by the way, where I was there with his family. And I had a picture of me and Sapp when we were on the set of the NFL on Fox when I was in L.A. And he invited me to come by the set. So I don't know, but evidently Chidi enjoys watching men hug other men. And that's what helps him finish, I can assume. I don't know. But I gave him I even have a picture of me and The Rock. If you get that one, he could probably really enjoy Chidi.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. But anyway, up on Instagram, I put some of those some of those actions, if you want to go look at them, Instagram.com/TheMikeCalterShow. But goddamn it, there was another reason why I was talking about Instagram. I was going to share something with you, and I can't remember what it was.
I think it was too...
I know what it was.
Okay.
It was that the other day I put up one of those, like, what do you want to know question things. You know, people ask questions kind of like an under oath.
Mm.
And I forgot that I did that, and I didn't answer any of the questions. And then last night I remembered... And I went through and I tried to answer them all. And some of them are very interesting. One guy said, who is Open Mouth Sally? So I send it back with a picture of who Open Mouth Sally is with his mouth open. Let me see. Somebody wanted to know what Carmen's BH tattoo was. Somebody right there asked who Chidi was. Somebody said, when are you coming back to Port Charlotte? And I said, a week from this weekend. Next weekend we'll be down there with Bobby Kelly as he is live at Vasani Comedy Theater.
Pap Toddler.
That's right. Well, I don't. Hopefully, that's happening. I don't know. Somebody said, "Can you move the paper towels?" And I was like, "With my mind." But then today, I got in here and I realized the paper towels are probably in somebody's way. So I just moved them. I don't know what they meant. Does Carmen have a sister? And I just wrote back, "Tight." Anyway, they're all on there if you want to see it. Instagram.com/TheMikeCalzaShow in the stories. Now, I have to tell you, Galvin, I was not even stalling this time. I was very happy because I'm ready to do my 6 at 9.
We don't make the news. We just make jokes about the news. It's the 6 at 9.
I'm telling you, panic writing is the best way to do it.
Dude, that scared me so bad.
Sorry.
I just blew them out right away. I was like, boom, 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 boom. Bang it out. No problem. I sat back and just stared at Spanish the entire break. First.
Second.
Fourth. Third.
I had already called second.
I'll go third.
Right. I said third.
I'll go third.
No, I said third.
No, what's that, Carmen? You're breaking up. I can't hear you. I don't know if it's clear.
Everyone heard.
The bird is the word.
Bird is the word.
So what's Gio's deal?
Just take it easy, guy.
All right, so who wants to pick his accent first?
I'll pick it first.
All right, what do you got?
Scottish.
Oh, very nice. All right, so go ahead and we'll do that, and then we'll pick another one next. Mike Helta, you're up first.
An Indonesian man who had COVID-19 disguised himself as his wife to board a flight. He was caught mid-flight when he went into the bathroom and changed back into men's clothing. He said that's how much he hated his wife, that he couldn't even sit with her for 2 hours. That's my weak one. I'm just letting you know.
An Indonesian man who had COVID-19 disguised himself as his wife to board a flight. He was caught mid-flight when he went into the bathroom and changed back into men's clothing. Good news. The airlines are back to serving nuts.
That was good.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Here comes some facts.
This one does not make any sense. I'll warn you. An Indonesian man who had COVID disguised himself as his wife to board a flight. He was caught mid-flight when he went to the bathroom and changed back into men's clothing. Mrs. Doubtfire would be proud. I was drinking wine last night when I wrote some of these.
Wow.
Was that also part of the joke?
Yes, that was. Oh,
is it still going?
No. Yeah.
Feels like it's still going.
No.
An Indonesian man who had COVID-19 disguised himself as his wife to board a flight. He was caught mid-flight when he went to the bathroom and changed back into men's clothing. LGBTQ+ spokespeople rejoiced because it was the first aerospace transition.
It's a lot of big words.
Mm. Man.
My turn?
Yeah.
Scottish Gia, let's go.
Scottish Gia.
So I threw the whole thing in a Scottish accent?
Yeah.
Yep.
I am William Wallace. son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a Scottish accent.
You lost.
Okay. An Indonesian man had COVID-19 disguised himself as his wife to board a flight. He was caught mid-flight. When he went to the bathroom and changed back into men's clothing. He was trying to join the Mild Now You're a Guy Club.
Oh. The accent makes it so much better.
We should all try this.
It comes back to Gio, who wants to pick the next accent.
I mean, I did say I was going fourth, I'm good. Fifth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Carmen, what do you got?
Korean.
Oh, yeah.
Korean?
North or South?
That's
going to cancel. By the way, I love Scottish, totally fine. Korean? Nope, you're going to get canceled. And we all know
it sounds
that.
Like you're making fun of them.
Sure, yeah. Right, yeah.
I wish I could hear an example beforehand.
Ah, ta, dai. That might be Vietnamese.
Facebook's algorithm.
No. Vampire.
Nope.
Facebook's algorithm keep punishing the gardening group because they're using the word hole. For the same reason, the algorithm keeps punishing Otterpage for using the word Carmen.
Oh, it's my turn. Sorry.
Do it in English.
Oi!
Try and do it in funny.
Oh, no. That's the only accent I can't do. Facebook's algorithm kept punishing a gardening group because they were using the word hoe. Luckily, they haven't touched my grandma's page, Wide Open Beavers.
Facebook's algorithm kept punishing a gardening group because they were using the word hoe. Facebook, your mom's a hoe.
Facebook's algorithm keeps punishing a gardening group because they were using the word hoe. Nobody is believing Snoop Dogg is in your gardening group.
Facebook's algorithm kept punishing a gardening group because they were using the word hoe. They also shut down the We Love Pussycat group.
Oh, Spanish gave you a...
he wrote the joke. Khloe Kardashian says she'll teach her daughter about race while continuing to learn herself. She'll start by introducing her to her black father, OJ.
Khloe Kardashian says she'll teach her daughter about race while continuing to learn herself. Khloe will also explain that her race is, of course, Sasquatch.
Khloe Kardashian says she'll teach her daughter about race while continuing to learn herself. I thought we all agreed the only place to learn about race is Starbucks.
Joke from 2018.
Hey. Buddy.
Hey.
It's a joke.
Khloe Kardashian says she'll teach her daughters about race while continuing to learn herself. It must be hard. There are so few facts out there about big feet people.
Big feet.
And hold on, who's picking the accent?
I am. Oh, I got this one, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Santa Claus.
I do.
Yeah.
Wait,
Santa
Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus. That's an accent.
Uh-oh. You know,
uh-oh. Ho, ho, ho. Khloe Kardashian says she'll teach her daughter about race while continuing to learn herself. I didn't even realize she was a NASCAR fan. Ho, 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 ho.
Race, get it?
Yeah. I'm doing this because I lost a bet.
You're just weird.
Gio loves Santa.
So do I get to pick the next accent?
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Let me think of something really good. Frog?
Frog?
Yeah.
What's a frog accent?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You never talked to a frog before? Come on.
Spanish, if I said to you, you're a frog, what would you say? That's pretty much it.
Right?
Kermit. So,
okay. I would say, you can now buy.
Right. You're better at it. Here we go. Gio is a frog.
I guess. Okay.
You can now buy an official Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction bong. It's called Mr. Bongstone.
Okay. That's my best Kermit the Frog.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good, Kermit.
That was great.
Thank you.
If you missed it, I'm putting it on Instagram.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You should have ran out of the room going, with your hands up in the air.
Waving my arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Spanish.
You can now buy an official Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction bong. Still no music, though, huh? What's next? A Blunts N' Roses line? Pot joke.
That's pretty good.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You can now buy an official Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction bong, and it'll take you right to Paradise City.
Ooh, we're all naming songs.
Yeah.
You can now buy an official Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction bong. The tagline is, the only thing that will get you higher is smoking the actual band.
There you go. You can now buy an official Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction bong. Other items have been licensed to use the band's name and likeness, like Steven Adderall and Duff McKagan McNuggets.
Oh, Nuggets.
Oh, that's good.
I go again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been like 4 years.
I was trying to think of what accent I would use. According to a survey, 1 in 4 people have had sex on public transportation, and 1 in 44 have then sat in that seat.
Oh.
According to a survey, 1 in 4 people have had sex on public transportation. According to a stranger survey, 1 in 4 people have had sex with public transportation.
According to a survey, 1 in 4 people have had sex on public transportation. And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun facts, everybody. Facts.
Ho.
All right. What is?
No, it's
wait.
I know, but I'm just who gets to choose? We all
got
to choose.
Oh, so excited.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Spanish.
Okay. According to a survey, 1 in 4 people have had sex on a public transportation. According to yet another survey, 2 out of 4 of those people were considered unconscious.
See, we should have skipped to Gio. Pap, okay, what's the accent?
My suggestion is Foghorn Leghorn.
Ooh.
What?
I like it.
Which would...
Yeah. I say.
I'll say.
Like that.
I say, according to a survey, 1 in 4 people have had sex on public transportation. I say, survey also reveals 3 out of 4 people are not dirty horse sluts.
This sounds racist. I don't know why it does sound racist.
Foghorn Leghorn.
That was great.
Per Joe's request.
Thank you.
And okay, so who's the next accent?
We can all agree. We can all throw them out there.
This was such a...
I would say... Indian.
Indian.
Oh, Indian. Yeah, I was going to say Caribbean, but Indian's good.
How about I was going to say vampire.
What about Rufus from the Cosby Show?
Jamaican, hey, baby. Jamaican,
that guy.
Yeah, no. I vote Jamaican with Galvin.
Yeah, I like Jamaican.
Okay,
because it's hard not to slip into Irish.
Yeah.
Chicago man, police were called to a home after a 911. It's hard to not go into vampire mode. Yeah. Chicago man, police were called to a home after a 911 call to find a woman hitting herself in the head, man, with a crowbar, man. It turns out she had taken a $12 bet from her stepfather because he said that she had couldn't kick her own ass. This is not Jamaican, I know.
That's great.
Awful.
The day before, she had won a $10 bet. When her dad said, I bet you can't have sex with me, man. Jamaica, man. Cool runnings, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
This almost
Booyaka. Booyaka.
Oh, fat boy summer.
I hate my life.
Chicago police were called to a home after a 911 call to find a woman hitting herself in the head with a crowbar. It turns out she had taken a $12 bet from her stepfather because he said that she couldn't kick her own ass. Turns out she's a moron and a loser because she never even touched her own ass.
Good one.
Chicago police were called to a home after a 911 call to find a woman hitting herself in the head with a crowbar. It turns out she had taken a $12 bet from her stepfather because he said she couldn't kick her own ass. She said she made herself do it.
Chicago police were called to a home after a 911 call to find a woman hitting herself in the head with a crowbar. Turns out she had taken a $12 bet from her stepfather because he said that she couldn't kick her own ass. Her stepfather said, you should see what she'll do for $13.
Ooh. Gross.
Hot.
Oh, I know, gross. Chicago police were called to a home after a 911 call to find a woman hitting herself in the head with a crowbar. It turns out she had taken a $12 bet from her stepfather because he said that she couldn't kick her own ass. It's a good thing he didn't tell her to go F herself. And that concludes 6 at 9. It makes me never want to bring it back again.
Well, now, is Joe going to do one? Because normally Joe does a joke at the end.
Yeah, I bet he's ready for it.
Okay, hold on a second.
Do you have one or no?
Yes, I do.
Oh. You have to do it in a Christopher Walken accent.
No, yeah. Totally. 100%.
I vote yes.
Yeah, in, yes.
In.
Khloe Kardashian.
Why are your feet so big?
Let's see. Okay.
Do it as Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not doing it as Bill
Fat
Cosby.
Albert.
Do it as a confused old man.
Well, I'm already doing that.
Oh, no.
Okay. According to a survey, one in four people have had sex on public transportation. The other four usually just stand around. The other three.
All right. All right.
Thanks, Larry David.
He said to do walking, not Yentl.
I didn't know what I was doing, Galvin. You can do walking. I can't do walking.
Makes me realize why we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for 6-9. Let us take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up for the week. If you'd like to get on the phone lines, go ahead, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 1025 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show.